Good afternoon, everyone. Such a great honor to stand here and share my preliminary result of my study here. And today I'm going to present, my topic of my presentation is association between a disability status, self-medication behavior, and residence location among those aged 45 years and older in China, a little bit long, but we have three authors involved in this manuscript development, me and Sumitra Buyam and Li Wuchen. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank their contribution to this study. For this study, I don't have anything to report. This project wasn't funded by any financial sources. First, I'm gonna give a little bit background information about self-medication and disability status, like prevalence of disability in China. In China, we have the fourth Chinese National Health Service survey revealed that 38% of respondents reported having had an illness without going to a hospital or physician clinics. Among them, 70% perform self-medication to deal with situation. So it's quite a large number that should draw our attention to that. The medication the people trying to use for self-medication include OTC, over-the-counter drugs, and prescription drugs, and Chinese traditional medicine, such as herb. They use all kinds of different medication in China. And previous study actually show that there are a lot of risky behavior associated with self-medications in China. Like here, we have a statistic shows that 40% of OTC drug user, they didn't really read the instruction carefully before they performing self-medication. It's very dangerous, in my opinion. And also, you probably won't imagine that for prescription drugs, we have a bigger issue because prescription drugs you can even purchase without doctor's prescription. That's weird, but actually happens in China every day, everywhere, especially in rural area and a small cities without very strong market regulation, and that definitely contributes to antibiotics abuse, further like drug resistance bacterial developed and we won't have any cure for those illness. And as we all probably know that China has become rapidly become an aging society as opposed to most developed country grew older after they become a rich, but we haven't become that rich, but we already become very old society. One study shows that by 2025, 13.3% of Chinese population is going to become 65 years older by that time. So we can probably imagine the risk of self-medication may be more prevalent among the aged with a disability in China, because of their limit activity in daily life. So they're probably going to more likely to rely on self-medication rather than go to the physician office to regularly check their bodies. They probably just take medication to cure their chronic diseases or whatever other diseases may be. And older population, according to one previous study, shows that they are more likely to experience adverse effect than the younger population. And to our knowledge, there's no previous study has examined the association between the self-medication behavior and disability status in both rural and urban China, because we have a huge disparity between rural and urban. I think it might be meaningful to separate it out. Here we have two objectives for this study. First is examine the association between self-medication and disability among middle-aged and older in rural urban China, respectively. And you also investigated the pattern of choices for self-medication among the disabled and non-disabled population in both rural and urban China. our data resources, we use the China House Retirement Longitudinal Study, abbreviated as CHALS, and it covers a variety of different demographic, socioeconomic, and house data, or kinds of different information in that household survey. You might notice that if you're familiar with population research, we also have it here on House and Retirement Longitudinal Study maintained by University of Michigan, if I remember correctly. They copy most of the module from this Michigan household survey and move that to China, try to establish a high quality microeconomic database that we can use to really examine those relationship. And it's public available. You just go to their website and register, and you probably will get a reply one day, then you can access to all the data released regularly. And this data was collected by Peking University, one of the top universities in China, so they can ensure the quality of the data of collecting, how to collecting those data, and they did a great job. And this data was collected between May 2011 and March 2012. Unfortunately, this household survey actually is longitudinal, but when I was doing this research, the second wave of this data collection wasn't started. So this is just a preliminary result for cross-sectional, so might be subject to the causal relationship establishment issue. And we after we delete observation with missing value, then we end up with our final analytical sample size been 14,000, so 8,000-ish they're from a rural area, and almost 6,000 from an urban area. And our dependent variable, outcome variable, of course, is self-medication. So it's defined this study as to use any OTC drugs or prescription drug or traditional Chinese medicine without doctor's prescriptions within the past month when they're surveyed. And independent variable is disability status, defined as respondents with at least one disability, including physical disability, vision impairment, and hearing problem. So those will affect the ability, ability of respondents, or if they can't see it clearly, or they cannot drive to the hospital, and if they cannot hear doctors clearly, then they probably have some communication issue. That's why I include those disability in this study. We also include other demographic and socioeconomic house status covariance for our multivariate regression model. Like here we have a sex, age. We categorize those into four age groups, from younger to older. And we have a education level defined as less than high school and some college and above. And we have self-reported health status, poor, fair versus good and above, five Likert scale. And we have self-reported economic status and marital status. We have married and non-married. Married, and here is a healthcare need indicator, which is chronic disease status. Respondents have been diagnosed by their physician at least one common chronic conditions like cardiovascular disease or diabetes, hypertension. We're included in this, and not hospitalized as recommended, which I think predicts the healthcare seeking behavior of our respondents. If they're not followed the doctor's instruction, they probably will more likely to use self-medicate. self-medication. And last, I also included the geographic locations. So based on the development, economic development in China, we can divide China into three parts, eastern, middle, and western. So from eastern, they're richest. So a lot of like Shanghai or Beijing will fall into eastern part of China. They have a very undeveloped development area like western China. So they're just have a very poor access to healthcare. So that might be issue related to what we're gonna investigate. Then here we move on to analytical plan. We both perform univariate and multivariate regression analysis. We use chi-square test to examine if the probability of self-medication across the disability status is significant or not by rurality, where respondents live in the rural or urban China. Then we also use multivariate logistic regressions, since self-medication is binary variable. So this model will fit to answer what the research question. So we use that to measure association between self-medication and disability in rural-urban area, controlling for all the other covariance, which already mentioned in the previous slide. Here are some main results derived from our study. First, we can see it here. This is rural area. So 49%, almost half of the disabled people have performed self-medication within the past month. But the proportion for non-disabled population is only 41.2%, a little bit over 40. So chi-square test says the disabled and non-disabled disparity between those two groups are significant. So we can sort of get that the disabled population are more likely to rely on the self-medication than non-disabled population. And here for rural and urban, we get the pretty much similar patterns as rural area. But we can see that this proportion is over 10%, which is larger than the rural area. So the disabled in a rural urban area have a greater than the urban area. That's basically what we got from a univariate analysis. Both of them are significant. And for this multivariate analysis, we control for all the covariance here. I only report key variable we're interested in, which is disabled status. After we control all the covariance, we found that disabled respondents in the rural area were 17% more likely than the non-disabled population to self-medicate. But here we can see that for urban area, after we adjusted for other covariance, OR is not significant anymore. So this, that's what we found. The last one for our main result is we found here. This is bar graph, so we can see that. The disabled were more likely to use two categories of medication, which I mentioned three categories, OTC, then prescription in Chinese traditional medicine. Here we see that in rural area, disabled population are more likely to use two or more than two medication at the same time. But we don't have detail about it, but at least within the past month. The rate is 10.1% versus 6.5% is quite huge disparity, almost two times. But in the rural, in the urban area, it's not much difference there, 11.8% versus 10.1%. So our discussion part, I think we have two main findings here. First is the disabled are more likely to rely on, more likely to self-medicate than non-disabled in rural China, not in urban China, after adjusting for covariance. I think the reason for this one, probably because of we lack a primary care physician in China, as we do in US too. There's huge difference between rural and urban area. We probably have even larger, bigger disparity in China as we have in here in terms of primary care shortage and modal distribution of healthcare professional. So we would think that disabled people, given that they have a limited activity abilities, when they have that illness happen, they're just going to be very unlikely to find a physician where they live. And the other thing is we might lack of health education associated with the risk of self-medication. They didn't realize this could be very dangerous or very risky to their health. That should be in our concern too. And the other is more than 10% of disabled population are self-medicated, use at least two kinds of medication within the past month. So drug interaction might happen, given that very poor market regulation and lack of knowledge. And you know that prescription drugs, we definitely should follow the doctor's suggestions before we really take that. And for Chinese traditional medicine, it's we have an even larger problem because we don't really know what's inside of those Chinese traditional medicine. It's basically some natural, like something from a mineral or from a parts of animals. We don't really know what's inside. Who knows what component in the Chinese traditional medicine would interact or have interactions with Western medicine, which is also quite prevalent in China. So this calls for market regulation for prescription and Chinese medicines. That concludes my presentation. Here's my preference. Thank you very much.